You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for April 4th. WonderCon was the site of the North American premiere of Doctor Who, The 11th Hour, and I have a great correspondent at WonderCon who's about to join me on the phone right now. With me on the phone is Nancy, a.k.a. Twillian on Twitter, and I can't believe that I actually said that correctly. Nancy, how you doing?
Great. It was fabulous.
Where have you been?
Where have I been? I was at the North American premiere of The 11th Hour at WonderCon this evening. Yeah, the crowd loved it. Yes, definitely. There were a lot of people like us who sat through the previous panel about the Green Lantern. And just so we got a good seat. You could definitely tell which people were there for the Doctor Who screening and which were there for the comic book panel, because all the comic book people were in front of the table and all the Doctor Who people were in front of the screen.
Now, the 11th Hour premiered today to 8 million, 9 million people, who knows, in the UK. How many people did it premiere in front of tonight?
I'd say between 500 and 1,000. It was a pretty good size room. It was not their largest room, but it was a good size room.
And I understand from reading Twitter that they not only were setting up for a second screening, but I think they added a third screening as well.
Did they? I didn't know that. Yeah, there was a huge line around the corner when we went in, and after we went in. And I was glad we sat through the previous panel so we had seats.
Well, let's make some news here, but let's not do any spoilers. Tell me a little bit about what the environment was like in there. How were folks reacting to the show?
Oh, lots of screaming, lots of cheering. You know, when he did something really exciting, everybody cheered. There were lots of whistles. It was definitely a great atmosphere.
Were folks in the room, were they nervous David Tennant fans, or were they excited Matt Smith fans? Who was around you?
It was a good mix. You know, we saw some 10th Doctors, we saw some Jacks, you know, dressed up. But I think just general, it was just a real cross-section of fandom, you know, mostly adults. My daughter was one of the few kids around, 13-year-old, and several of her 13- and 14-year-old friends were with her, and they loved it. They, you know, she's turned them all into fans.
How about you? 65 minutes of Matt Smith in The 11th Hour. What did it feel like while you were watching?
I loved it. I mean, he's different than David Tennant. He's playing it a lot differently. I'd say, you know, it is almost like, I was getting echoes of the Pertwee to Baker changeover. You know, they were that kind of different. And, yeah, he has a different energy. He's very, he's a lot more authoritative than I was kind of expecting. And I like that. It was a great story. He gets no break. That's also like Pertwee and Baker, because Pertwee got to lay in a bed for a while, and Tennant got to lay in a bed for a while, but both Baker and Matt Smith get to go off and save the world.
Fantastic. And the companion, Amy Pond, played by Karen Gillan?
She was really good. There was definitely some chemistry going on there with her, and I won't give any spoilers, but yes, there's a lot of story there that I wasn't kind of expecting. It was very good. And it was timey-wimey. There was lots of timey-wimey.
Indeed. How about as folks left the building, what sorts of things did you hear?
Oh, people loved it. And when we went out, we ran into the BBC America guy who had brought the tape over. And he was really excited to see the reaction. And, you know, he was saying that, you know, he barely made it, and you know, he was just really, really excited, and he liked seeing that the fans are excited about it, and, you know, they're really hoping that it'll take off in the future.
Just barely made it. So they had the tape under lock and key, huh?
Yeah, he did, yeah. It sounded like he just, you know, he wasn't sure he was going to make it. So.
Fantastic. And a little enlightening, considering the fact that the show will be airing 2 weeks from now on TV. Nancy, sounds like it was a great experience for you. Any parting thoughts about the WonderCon premiere for Doctor Who in North America?
I think probably most of the people in that room, you know, were going to be watching it anyway, but maybe there's some new fans, we may. But there was definitely a lot of excitement in the room, and we can't wait.
And neither can I.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Nancy, a.k.a. Twillian from Twitter. I said it again twice. That's fantastic. Thanks so much for calling in from WonderCon with this report. And I will talk to you again some other time.
Thanks.
I really do appreciate Nancy for taking the time to report back from the North American premiere of The 11th Hour. Thanks for listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. If you haven't heard it yet, the immediate previous podcast is a spoiler-laden review of The 11th Hour by Marty Parrott of the Box Room podcast, formerly the DWO Who cast. So give that a shot. Every week, a new UK podcaster will be providing a review of an episode as it appears. You can find me on the web at twominutetimelord.com, on iTunes, and on Facebook and Twitter. If you search for numeral 2-Minute Time Lord or do a .com/numeral 2-Minute Time Lord, there I'll be. Thanks for listening. Catch you soon.